This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.37. Sun's out, it's pretty windy, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So, Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice job.
Great job, Fremont Bank.
And good job, Vinny. Vinny had to relocate this morning because his power went out. He wound up at his apartment and didn't bring a mic, so he's using an inline microphone that he has taped to his face.
I looked at his picture on Instagram, Vinny.
Well, I wanted to make sure everyone knew, you know, what lengths we'll go to get the broadcast to the people.
I'll do it if I have to tape this thing to my face.
I keep going to get up and realizing I'm taped to this equipment, so I have to unplug it and carry it with me when I go to the bathroom or whatever.
Whatever you got to do, you got to do.
Whatever I got to do. Anyway, that's where we'll begin, I guess. So, first of all, let me just mention that there's a high wind event. It's happened all night. I'm sure you're aware it has caused, or whether it's the preemptive power outages or actually caused a power outage, there are reports of small fires being set, but nothing yet that's been sort of newsworthy.
Okay.
But we are dealing with a very weird system that's moving through. This is not the time of year we usually deal with 90 mile per hour winds in the North Bay.
Oh my God, 90 miles an hour?
And what's crazy, that's the high end, but it was bad enough where I'm at that I can't even imagine that it was worse elsewhere.
Oh my God.
Like really, really blowing out there. Now, we dealt with some record-setting temps as well in the people had the 80s yesterday.
Yes.
It was a summer day and super warm. It won't be that warm today. And you can expect to see rain, much needed rain moving in on Friday through the weekend and into the next week. So,
which is good news, right?
It's great news. Absolutely great news. It's what we absolutely need. So there's that. Rain on the way, much needed. Fingers crossed it just goes through February.
Right. Welcome rain, please stay.
Yeah, let's have some rain now.
Right.
We could really use it. Mm-hmm. So the power outages, as far as that goes, you can look that up at PG&E. You just do a search on Google or whatever you use, PG&E power outages. They'll show you a map. You'll know if you've been turned off or it's an actual outage that they're going to have to
fix.
I guess go out and fix. So that's on. I'm looking at the Merck, but you can even search it and it'll come up for you. So one of the things that has made the news here in California, as the vaccine is now being spread to a bigger group of people, we've moved. Not that first responders or people in a position of possibly catching COVID can't still go get it, but they've moved through that group into as low as 65 and up now.
Right.
And that's this week. They're going to be doing that age group, 65 and up. And I know now some people who've gone to get it, and it's a little confusing, the setup that they've got, but they're getting it. And you're also able to make your appointment for your next one. And I think in that window where you've gotten your shot and you're making your appointment, that's your sort of waiting period to see if you have a reaction to it.
Ah.
There has been a reaction for some people. And in fact, they called for a pause on a bunch of doses. They've got this sort of group of doses that they decided to pull in an abundance of caution,
right?
Because there were some people who had a bad reaction to it. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough for them to say, let's yank these.
Okay.
And so they did. And that's a good thing. You want them to be careful.
Uh-huh.
So while you hear that, you know, maybe there have been an allergic reaction that's sort of scary, you also want to know that they've reacted to that in a positive way by pulling them. So
right.
I consider that to be good news, not scary news. I'm sure the person who had a bad reaction is like, what are you talking about? But that's a small number by comparison to the numbers that need to get this vaccine so
for
that we can have
right the
life
immunity
again.
We need. Right. Let's get back to normal and hurry up about it.
Let's try to live again. That'd be great, because what we've been accepting as normal is not anything near that. Also,
you just got used to it.
Today is the last day for President Trump to be in office. Tomorrow, the inauguration happens, and President-elect Joe Biden takes office. So you can expect tomorrow that it will be a screen event. If you're interested, I know that you mentioned there's a bunch of shows, a bunch of bands playing, right?
Well, it's like a parade, and I'm not sure what band. Yeah, I think there's a show that night, too. There's like a primetime special with Tom Hanks. But there are some performers, and I think Lady Gaga's going to do the national anthem. So they've got stuff planned. You just can't go to it. You got to watch it
right.
on your
it's
TV.
A screen event. You're going to watch this from your television. There won't be a ton of people. There won't be an audience. It'll be missing that vibe that a crowd brings to
right.
anything, whether that's a football game or a rock concert or an inauguration. It's not going to have the people that sort of make those things special. But
right.
we're moving on, and that's the thing that many people are looking forward to. And speaking of, I just wanted to mention this real quick, as you know, that event that went down at the Capitol. It appears one of the important tools the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have at their disposal is people telling on themselves. They have posted, the people who were there to riot have posted so many videos that they've been able to use these videos against these people.
Don't hashtag attack on the Capitol. Just, you know, they're just going to look at that and find you.
How funny
so
is
dumb,
that?
For real.
It's become one of the ways by which they are able to tell people you're in trouble. We got your video here.
Told on yourself.
And you have told on yourself.
You dummy. I guess you're a big star in your friend group now, huh?
You're booing yourself. You are booing yourself.
By the way, for the record, I was planning to win the lottery and did not.
Oh, yeah.
But I think everything rolled over, and it's another record
$700
purse.
Million. Dollars.
Yes!
Jesus.
So I plan on winning that, but, you know.
Oh,
because
I was planning on doing that.
Oh, that's, really? Well,
yeah.
I wish you luck.
I wish you luck.
I plan to buy tickets today. But I, you know, me and everyone else. So.
So let's get that up to $1 billion for me. Thank you.
The purse is big.
Woo.
All right. So let's move on to. Sorry, I'm operating from.
God, that would be
location.
A dream. I just really want to win that $700 million. Lump sums probably around $400 million after taxes. We're looking at $200 million. That's going to be that's really going to set me up for retirement.
Really, oh, really?
Excited about that money.
And you'll blow it all on houses you can't even live in.
That is true. Yes. Thank
no,
you for predicting
the future.
I have
too many houses to be able to visit them all. But
I'm going to need a private jet so I can get to them all.
By the way, I know you love home improvement and home improvement shows and home improvement
yes,
stories.
Yes. Oh, so much.
I spent the weekend sanding the famous wall behind my normal broadcast location. And unbeknownst to me, after getting it fully prepped, now ready, the wood. First of all, we finished it, and then my brother said, "You sanded it, right?" And I'm like, "Nobody told me I was involved in this. How did I get involved in this?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Well, there's ribs on that wood. You got to sand us." So I had to sand all the paint off before I got to the actual wood surface that needed to come down. Mm. Yeah, I tore my hands up big this weekend. But anyway, I got it all prepped, and the missus came home with a different color.
Oh. And so, I can't wait. Don't tell us. Don't tell us. I want it to be a surprise when I see
it. I won't. So tomorrow, when I sit, when I'm sitting in my normal location, please, you'll get to see the new color of the wall that we, what did I call that? Board and batten?
Yes.
Board and batten? Yeah, that's what was done. My brother came to visit and put board and batten on the office wall. So
right, just put a whole, it looks fantastic. I will say, it actually looked great. You didn't need to touch it, but if she wants to change the color, that is certainly her prerogative. What would we have seen if you broadcast from home today?
You would have seen it finished.
Oh, you finished it already?
Oh, it's done. No.
Goodness. Oh, wow.
I fully sanded and prepped for 2 days, and then yesterday she came walking in with the new paint color and said, "This is what we're, what do you think?" And I said, "I like the other color, but I like that color too, so do whatever you want." And then she looked at me like I'm giving the wrong answer. I'm like, you know what?
I can't wait to see it.
I really don't like being dragged into these home projects. I don't know how it happened, but do whatever
you want.
So she did it a different color, and it looks great. And you'll see it tomorrow.
All right.
On with another story now. I believe this next story is important. There are foods that I eat that make me feel light and ready for anything. And then there are foods that I eat that make me feel like that bloated, weighed down
Thanksgiving feeling.
That feeling like, yuck, I hate the way this is going to burn. It's just not clean burning. I don't feel good. There's also foods that are delicious that make you feel bad after you've had them, whether it's because they're empty calories or they're bad for your tummy.
Right.
So a new survey asked people what foods put them in a good mood and what foods put you in a bad mood.
Mm.
The top three bad mood foods are donuts.
Oh, God, I love donuts.
Alcohol.
Oh.
And soda.
Oh.
Those are the things that you have where you just go, ugh.
The bad mood's not till tomorrow, so I'm just going to enjoy this while I got it going on. The problem with the donut is the sugar crash.
Right.
Because for sure, I have a donut, I'm so happy, I'm psyched, I'm jumping all around, I'm dancing. Oh my God, I need a nap. Why are you bothering me? I've got to go. And the soda, though, I don't know, soda.
Soda, energy drinks, burgers, candy, pizza, cake, white bread, and chips are the top bad mood foods. The top foods that put you in a good mood, I don't necessarily agree with all these, but they say coffee, dark chocolate, grapes, berries, yogurt, eggs, salmon, oranges, apples, and melons.
Oh, fairly healthy.
I agree that fruits, vegetables do that for me. I also think I'm late to the salmon thing, but I've been eating more of that lately. I like sometimes a nice piece of fish, though, with some rice. There's a meal that's going to burn clean.
Delicious.
And I usually won't feel like, ugh.
I know.
Like, I like a steak, but steak is that food that makes me just feel like, ugh.
Well, halfway through a steak, I'm like, you should really stop eating this. This is going to be a full belly later. Fish is so, I love fish. I could eat fish every day.
Fish burns clean. So does chicken, really.
We eat a ton of salmon. We do a ton of smoked salmon, a ton of, just having it ready. You can take a little chunk of chunk of smoked salmon, take a chunk of that, mix it up with a little mayo, make a sammy. So good.
You have a smoker?
No, we buy chunks of smoked salmon. Like lox, the flat stuff. I just don't, it's too like raw for me or something. But the smoked pieces that are just, they're just delicious, oily. Love it.
Did your brother, is he the one that had the smoker?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I remember you saying that you guys did that, but that was him, huh?
Yeah, he did smoked salmon fairly regularly, and like he was smoking everything though. He was smoking like hamburger. I'm like, I don't need my hamburger to taste smoky. I just fry it up, grill it, whatever. But he made his smoked salmon was incredible. Like you'd just sit there and it would come off the smoke. You just sit and shove it in your head hole. Delish. Nom, nom, nom.
Hopefully this is the way things are going to go as young people now coming up are more aware of the environment and how we need to take care of our environment in order for us to have, you know, many, many thousands of wonderful years on Earth.
Yeah, and, our descendants.
Right. Instead of people having to decide, is the Earth going to be around long enough for this child to live its whole life here?
Right. Like, that's a frightening thought.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want people to feel like we're doing all the right stuff.
Yes.
It seems the young generation gets more eco-conscious than the generation before it. And now, often, parents are finding themselves being eco-shamed by their kids.
Oh, it's a full-on, that is real.
Oh, so you've had that happen.
Absolutely.
Good.
And yet they leave the bathroom light and fan on all the time. I don't understand it. I'm like, I thought you guys cared about the environment. Turn off the damn lights. I'm paying the bills around here.
Well, the fan, I'm sure if they made a stinky, they're trying to, you
either
know,
way,
as a favor
at least turn off
you.
The light. It's going 24/7. I'm like, every time I walk by there, I turn it off, and then somehow it turns itself back on. Uh-huh. A trick switch.
For throwing something in the garbage that you could have recycled, these are the things that kids are shaming their parents for. For leaving the water running, hello?
Yep.
Turn that off while you're brushing. You don't need to leave it running.
Meanwhile,
for leaving lights on in a room after you've left.
Yeah.
For buying things in non-recyclable packaging. Do you remember we reported, I think, over a year ago about how there were detergents and other things that were going to be brought to you in bulk?
Yes.
And that you could reuse packaging. That never really caught on, did it?
It's called The Loop, and it is, they're doing it. And it's not available everywhere. But so basically you order the detergent you want, but it comes like in a tin and you use it and then you return the tin and they return a full one to you.
And
it's many different things. Oh my God, Vinny, me too. I mean, that to me is, we should have to go to the store with a bag that's already full of little, you know, containers. Like the way we sell our food and the way we package it is just, it's appalling when if you really
these
look
are the
at it
other
bulk.
Things that your kids might eco shame you for. And for the record, I'd like to jump in and say, kids and their toys and their junk and their balloons and their that's an eco catastrophe in my opinion. But okay, we'll let you kids off the hook for this one. Buying things like balloons and plastic straws, not washing out cans and other items that will not get recycled because you didn't clean them out, for leaving electrical items plugged in when they're not being used, and for using the car instead of walking. Mm. These are all the ways that our kids are now eco-shaming us as they
come up.
Hey, I'm glad that they're looking at that stuff and making changes, and hopefully they're going to make more as the generations, you know,
yes,
move
hopefully.
Forward.
Well, our they're going to have number, to. I mean, the thing is, you know, we've got this one planet.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. The crap has to go somewhere.
Right.
All the stuff, it's
somewhere.
Still here.
All of it. All of the stuff is still here.
Why is that hard to understand? Anyway, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the texts you guys sent. As far as the younger generation becoming more eco-conscious than the previous generation, my kids leave the lights on like they don't have a care in the world. My parents are immigrants, so every time I leave a room, I turn a light out because I can hear my dad screaming in my head if I don't.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you got to start screaming at your kids.
I don't like screaming at them. It's just
well, but it worked on that lady, and it's clearly her kids are, you know, doing it the wrong way.
I've been thinking about posting up some signs like right outside the bathroom door. Did you turn off the light in the fan? You know, something like that, real low key.
Yeah, that sounds fun. You are so correct about Ted Lasso. It is so funny and full of heart at the same time. I watched the whole series yesterday.
Yeah, it's only they're half hour episodes or so, and it's only 10 of them. So if you've got 5 hours, I got a show for you. Ted Lasso's great. I can't believe it took me this long to watch it. You hear about these shows, you hear about them, and then finally
there's
you go,
a lot of shows, though. Anyway, so I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.